open a restaurant these days, and you're up against some stiff competition. People already have their old favorites, and the restaurant boom has planted new eateries everywhere you turn, all vying for their cut of the business. Lately, though, New Orleans has shown us a new twist on this dynamic. New restaurants that aren't just up against all the others, but also up against themselves. Or, that is, an older, idealized version of themselves that lives on in the city's long memory. The latest example is a king-sized addition, the Pontchartrain Hotel, which reopened on St. Charles Avenue after being out of circulation for a while. Back, too, are a clutch of restaurants that were touchstones of their time a generation ago in this town. The Caribbean Room, the Bayou Bar, the Silver Whistle Cafe, these are evocative names for people who knew the Pontchartrain Hotel in its prime. Today, its new developers are banking on that appeal, even as they are very clearly trying to create something new here. The style across this revived hotel is vintage, but the flavors at its restaurants and bars are squarely in the contemporary. That's no surprise, since the restaurant side of the Pontchartrain is being run by Chef John Besh. His restaurants are numerous and growing, and some have a knack for feeling connected to New Orleans traditions while corresponding closely with modern tastes and trends. That's a fine balance, even when you start with a blank slate. When you start with the Pontchartrain Hotel, a place encrusted with old memories, it's a trickier proposition. Talk to New Orleanians who remember the hotel in its heyday, and their stories run deep, and they tend to run rosy. As a hotel, it was a magnet for the glamorous. Its restaurants and bars were local favorites, from breakfast meetings in the Silver Whistle to date nights at the Bayou Bar and grand functions in the Caribbean Room. Crabmeat Remick, Trout Veronique, Mile High Pie, the mere mention of some famous dishes here can still tantalize. Which fits for a city where remembrances of great meals are relished the way romantics recall their old flames. So, naturally, some will go to the new Pontchartrain Hotel looking to reconnect. But no new restaurant can thrive if it's cast as an exact replica of an old one. Memories endure, but tastes and styles change, even for those who hold those old memories precious. We do have some interesting precedent for taking historic restaurants in new directions in this town. There's the new Brennan's restaurant on Royal Street, now retooled for our times. Two Jacques is another example that's been revamped for the next generation. And if you go more casual, more New Orleans neighborhood style, the modern rendition of Ye Olde College Inn shows another path too. Will the Pontchartrain Hotel have similar success? I would say that only time will tell, but it's not that simple. In this case, it's a matter of time, plus taste and style, plus a deep well of long New Orleans memories. Get details on the new Pontchartrain Hotel at wwno.org.